Editorial note. My apologies for this, once again. If it's any consolation, it really is the last time. Extracted from Like a Phoenix from the Flames, The Founding of the 597th, by General Janet Sula, retired, 097.M42.
The renegades resisted doggedly, with a determination I could scarcely credit, and despite the faith I had in the women and men under my command, I must confess I began to doubt that our eventual inevitable victory could be won, other than at a terrible cost in the blood of these noble warriors. The traitors had prepared their positions well, and we could make little progress other than by fire and movement, scurrying from one piece of cover to the next. I gathered from the transmissions I could overhear that I was far from the only officer who found these delays unconscionable. Colonel Castine had already requested support from one of the armoured regiments among the expeditionary force, and some vigorous debate ensued as to whether the Tau would regard this as a provocation. Why anyone would care about the aliens' feelings was beyond me, I must confess, but much of what had transpired since our landing had left me in a state of some confusion, and I comforted myself with the knowledge that my understanding was not a requirement in any case. Duty and obedience was enough, as it should be for anyone privileged to wear the uniform of the Emperor. In the event the Lord General had acceded to her request, and the knowledge that a troop of layman Russes from the 8th Armoured was on their way had bolstered the spirits of our heroic forces to no little degree. In the meantime, we were still pinned here, and the certainty that our reinforcements, however formidable, were still half an hour away was, I must confess, taking a tithe of the exhilaration we might otherwise have felt. I had no doubt that we could hold on until relieved, but even with the spirit of the Emperor burning within us, it could prove to be a close-run thing if fate had any more surprises to throw at us. It was while I was reflecting thus that fate did indeed surprise me, and in a fashion I could never have anticipated. My first presentiment was a vox message sent from Sergeant Lustig, the doughty leader of Second Squad, who broke into my command frequency with some degree of urgency. "We have movement on our flank," he informed me. "Tau units closing fast, requesting instructions." To his great credit, it must be said that, despite the trepidation he no doubt felt, his report was never anything less than wholly professional. A few more exchanges, equally crisp, flew between us, during which time we established the presence of a handful of battle suits, and at least one of the grav tanks our intelligence analysts had tagged Hammerheads. "Hold position," I ordered, despite the doubts which rose unbidden to my mind. Our rules of engagement had been clear, and despite the treachery we could no doubt expect from the inhuman, they had done nothing overt so far to break our incomprehensible truce. Lustig acknowledged, and we both waited tensely to see if the gamble we were taking with our soldiers' lives would be won or lost. I must confess that for a brief moment, as the sinister hull rose over the crest of the hillock of rubble my command squad had concealed itself behind, I had cause to curse myself for an overcautious fool. For as they came into sight, the cannon mounted atop it spoke, a thunderclap of sound which rolled over us like a physical wave, and I apprehended treachery afoot at last. But the ensuing explosion erupted in the centre of the insurrectionist fortifications, silencing their guns in a single display of sorcerous fury that left us all momentarily breathless. The tank moved on, humming quietly, with the energies keeping it aloft, and the battle suits bounded after it, spraying the enemy positions with a prodigious amount of firepower. Rapid-fire plasma rounds burst and scorched among them, and salvos of missiles from the bulbous pods over the leaders' shoulders poured into them in rippling waves, bursting in gouts of flame and shrapnel, shredding and pulping the bodies of those who defied retribution. Bewildered as I was at this sudden turn of events, for I could conceive of no reason for the Xenos to turn against their erstwhile allies, I still had no doubt of my duty. "Follow up," I ordered. "After the Tau!" Bounding to my feet, I led the troopers under my command forward, towards the hole they'd punched for us through the enemy defences. For justice! For vengeance! For the Emperor!